And the only challenge that I have right now is finding a place of my own where I can actually stay with my family, because right now we're staying in a women's hostel in Alexandra. I've been staying here ever since I finished my matric and also graduated. But with the pay that I get from the municipality, I don't qualify. I don't think, even though I qualify, I don't think I can afford to buy a house right now. You understand? But I'm staying here with my mom. It's not really a good place, but, you know, we are managing because there is electricity. It is free, and we're not paying for that. You understand? We get water. It is free. We're not paying for that. The building also totally, we're not paying. But we used to pay a certain amount at first, but all of a sudden, I don't think there's anybody who pays here. We are benefiting a lot from the municipality, you understand? So that's a whole lot of benefit, actually. I don't know whether, because there's so many people staying under the bridge and they don't have place to stay. So I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for my mom that we have a place to a shelter, you know. But we'd be grateful if the government would come through for us, you know, to try and maybe renovate the place, or maybe get houses for people who have been staying here for a long time, you understand? Because some people are staying, still sharing rooms. It's a one bedroom, but it's divided, and you find that this person has maybe 5 kids. The kids have 2 kids, and the other one has more kids. So we are sharing. Find that the house has maybe 20 people, maybe 15 people in one room. You understand? So it would be lovely for government to come through for these people in this community to come and actually maybe get them houses, or maybe renovate the place, or maybe divide these people for them to stay in separate places. You understand? So, yeah.